The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Todd, Frank, Christopher, John, Terry, and others. Your calls are coming up right now. Toll-free number to join us. It's a different number on Sundays and weekdays. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX. And we'll get you up and on the air. Also coming up, Clinton says the unborn children have no constitutional rights. Sounds like a bully to me, doesn't she? Sanders demands apology over Hillary rage. We're going to play that clip. Obama says Trump doesn't know much about nuclear policy. We're going to get into that as well. We also have another report here where Klein says that the FBI Director Comey and a lot of other FBI agents will resign if Hillary is not indicted. That's all coming up in the balance of the hour, as well as our reporters popping in at the bottom of the hour. Right now, let's go ahead and talk to John in Wisconsin, where our reporters are. John, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, how you doing today?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
Hey, listen, we've got the politics machine up here in Wisconsin. It's kind of nerve-wracking and tear your hair out because we've got a local election coming up for the state Supreme Court. The incumbent, it's a Republican, and they have, I see ads on TV against her because of gay issues. And then right after that, they play the one that's running against her from a lower court that she let some guy off that had raped an 8-year-old girl. You know, and it's just crazy. Small one, a little item here in Lake Geneva, they got a flag issue out there. They won't let the business play the American flag out front of her store because it's public property.
Well, let me expand on something for you here for a moment. That's political correctness. You can make people take the flag down in public property. You can take it down anywhere because, quote, someone's offended by it. Well, it's our country. Specifically, I was asking callers, I'm going to refresh everybody's memory here, what's your line in the sand? Is there any point at which you're going to be through peacefully putting up with this? And if they're going to steal elections openly and admit they're doing it and act like it's no big deal, what's coming next? What does that signify that our climate has entered into, John?
Well, I don't know. It seems like this is going to be the last, I guess you'd call it, election, because if Hillary gets in a globalist win, then she'll be it for life.
I appreciate your call. Yeah. I mean, really, they are suspending the election. If they keep stealing delegates from Sanders, and if they keep stealing them from Trump, and then if they take the nominations away at Cleveland, where Trump's clearly won already, then they're suspending the election just because they have some farce, dress rehearsal, ceremonial, fake deal doesn't mean it's an election, obviously. And so it is ceremonial. That means they've canceled the real thing, and they have a little ceremony where we pretend we elect a nominee for the nomination. And so a lot of people say, well, look, Alex, there's been fraud for a long time, so what's the big deal? Yes, but they've never been out in the open on it. This is a huge, 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 huge deal. And it's because the general public has been brought up in front of televisions and has their brain waves at a near sleep level. The general public is in a trance. And so even if somebody fell asleep as a patriot 30 years ago, they're still not upset. They know what's going on. Yeah, global government's here. Yeah, we're being taken over. Yeah, they stole the election. Yeah, they're making us take shots. Yeah, my son died from a shot. Yeah, my neighbor died. Yeah, our government's funding ISIS. But what do we do? Because you're still asleep. It's not real. The public is in a trance. That's what's happening. And so a bigger question is, how do you get the public out of their trance So they realize that there's even a line to be crossed. We'll be back. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. The backup site's PrisonPlanet.com. Stay with us as we strike at the root of dehumanization.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I'm speaking in front of thousands of people for a week. I win, and I get fewer delegates than he's got. Okay, it's not fair, folks. It's not fair because I'm the outsider. And what they do is they want to knock out the outsider because they want to keep their little party going. And the reason our country owes $21 trillion, okay? The reason we owe all of this money is because of the system. So here's what we got to do. We're going to win so much. What you have to do is go out and vote. Get every.
Whether you love Donald Trump or hate him, in the 241 years of U.S. history, there's never been an election where someone is way ahead and has double the delegates and they say they're going to take it away from them. It's never been done. They've had contested nominations where it's neck and neck. They've had contested nominations where they're pushing a Supreme Court nominee, like 1980. But to come out and do this in front of everyone and then take delegates from Bernie Sanders, they created super delegates that manage the delegates, take their votes, and then cheat it. And they think the public isn't smart enough to get it. And I'll tell you, the public's somewhat upset, but not as upset as they should be. How do we get the people out of a trance? How do we get them to get upset? Because even when they know this is going on, they just go, well, we have a corrupt government. That's what they do. Well, the government's trying to gear up to say your kids belong to the state. You never retire. They can take your pension fund. They can put you in forced labor camps. They can, I mean, is there anything we won't put up with? That's the question. And I asked that question, and I went to the first caller, and he was a nice guy and brought up some points, but wouldn't tell me. And I see the callers here, and I'm not mad. It's Trump and Ron Paul feud. Libertarians work together. Trump is getting the nomination. Election fraud, that person's calling in. Christopher, political correctness. Todd, how to connect with InfoWars, wants to put up a billboard. Well, that's exciting. I'll talk to you, Todd. Frank, North Carolina, is there really a choice? Elitists doing what they have to do. No one is calling in on the questions I had. The fundamental, and that's fine. I think that's cute. No one ever does. And that's kind of how the American people are. It's just kind of wandering around and, what? I mean, I don't screen your phone calls, and I'm glad you called in. I'm going to you. But is there a line in the sand? Is there anything you won't put up with? Do you feel safe knowing the government's run by foreign interests that have hijacked the country and are signing us on to thousands of trillions, not $21 trillion, the national debt, thousands of trillions? These people make Bernie Madoff look like an angel. Is anyone upset? Because I want to come up with the meme of, is it the big steal? Is it the election's been canceled? Is it America has been basically ended? Is it this is the end of America? Is this the end of us voting and having our own government? Because that's where we've gotten here, folks. And if we can't even recognize the fact that we're on our knees, we have no way of ever standing back up again. All right, I'm going to go to each caller, give you each about a minute, because I want to get to everybody. Frank in North Carolina, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, I mean, do they really have a choice, these globalists, as you call them, these elites? I mean, you've read the papers. You know that there are limited resources. There's too many people. They're killing us because they have to. They don't want to. They're really not bad people. They're doing what they have to do for sustainability. They've weaponized the food, the water, the media, the education, everything against us to control us while they're afflicting us with all these ailments and whatnot, to make us more controllable, more malleable. And I mean, aren't they really just doing what they have to do? And Trump, I mean, maybe the problem they have with Trump is maybe he is not signed on. Maybe he's not aware of their agenda, the depopulation agenda, and maybe he's not signed on to it. They don't.
Well, maybe Donald Trump is.
Yep, it's very possible.
Well, let me just tell you, he is, okay? And I'm not at liberty to get into it, but your kid takes a shot, things don't go too well, you start getting informed. I'll just stop right there. Look. That is the rest of the story. Yes, they're nakedly stealing the election. It's part of a global government. They believe they're saving the earth, bringing in tyranny, and then doing an emergency operation to start culling the population. It's the perfect excuse for them to take over and rule the whole planet and play God. That's what they're doing. And I don't agree with the fact that there are gods and they're the rulers and they have a right to do this by deception and by stealth. I'm here trying to warn people. But then I see a population that doesn't care and won't wake up even as they're being killed. And I think, my God, they don't even want to be saved. But then I realize they have been induced into a trance by television and by the culture.
They say in their own papers that they've engineered everything, the media, everything to hurt.
But if you're aware of the engineering, then it can't affect you anymore. They haven't gone far enough to totally shut us down yet. If people wake up to the full spectrum and admit it's there, then we can start changing course and have a real debate. But people need to know there's sterilants in the plastic, in the money, in the food, in the water. It's all declassified. There's cancer viruses in the vaccine. They are giving us shots to cause pancreatitis and cause diabetes, type 1. I mean, they are attacking us, folks, and I'm not going to just sit here and sign on to it. And I'm not going to go join the globalists, even if the public is so stupid that they don't wake up. I cannot join this evil plan because I have a soul, and I'm not going to be part of this. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I've not been asked to join, so I've never had to make that decision.
It's not even they ask you to join. They go, globalism is to help the poor, and we're going to take our wealth and give it to the poor and industrialize them to stop their overpopulation. And then you actually read their more internal documents, like the Royal Commission. It's like, no, we're causing overpopulation to ruin everything, and then the public will call for extermination, and we don't want to industrialize other countries because that'll make them have less of a population, but then they'll be independent, so we actually want to hurt them. It's just pure evil.
They do everything under the guise of helping the poor, the children, the innocent, the downtrodden, the minorities, and to keep us safe. And they control the terrorists, and they're the ones who are making everybody sick. And
that's right. And the gullible lottery ticket society wants to see the talking heads say, I love you. The government loves you. We want to help you. It's like black Americans love Obama on average, even though he doubled their taxes, even though Hillary calls them animals and says they should heal like dogs and says that they're super predators. They love the woman, the protege of the Grand Dragon, because they want to believe it's all going to be okay. They're dreamers. just like everybody else. It's white, black, it doesn't matter. Childlike, arrested development, brought up watching Sesame Street in front of a television. They have no idea what hit them. So, those of us that don't want to sign up to being part of this mass operation, what do we do? By the way, most people who are even aware of it aren't going to be given entry into this Moonraker, Kingsman scenario.
Yeah, it's beyond Moonraker. I mean, this is so sick. I mean, I would have a lot more respect for them if they just would just kill us and just do it like, you know.
No. They want to use us in the final phases to build their technocracy, put in all their robots, and then keep our best and brightest on small reservations, still not aware of the major plan, producing original ideas for them. They farm us.
Right.
Well, here's the deal. Trump doesn't like the fact that China has 30%+ tariffs on us and we don't. He says get rid of it. They hate him because he loves America. He's not a globalist. Quite frankly, he's an old-fashioned, aggressive, right-wing nationalist, and he's dangerous. But I'll take a dangerous, original man versus this synthetic globalist, whatever it is, breakaway civilization, mad scientist, crazy town. We'll be back with more calls. Todd, Christopher, Terry, Jeremy, and others.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Wild world. What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
By the way, Friday I was eating a sub sandwich that had kind of hard white bread on it, and I just chomped into my tongue a hole all the way through it. So I have a bit of a lisp today. Thank you for putting up with me. The swelling should hopefully go down in the next few days, but that's why I'm talking a little bit more of a lisp than I normally do today. So I apologize to listeners for that. I almost didn't come in because of it, but there's so much news I wanted to. I want to go back to your phone calls right now and try to hurry through them. But that last caller had so many powerful points to say. Hey, guys, my phone system crashed and brought up another phone system, so I'm not quite sure what to do on that. But if you guys just punch it up on another computer, there it is. It just popped up for me. These digital phone systems are great because you can take like 20 callers at a time, but sometimes they have little glitches. I've asked the listeners, what's your line of sand? And nobody was calling in with that, but now we do have some folks that are calling in about, what is your line of sand? And bigger than that, when they openly said they're going to steal an election and go, your popular vote never counted, and act like we're crazy, doesn't that telegraph to you and everybody else they're getting ready to really do a lot of other wild stuff? And what do you think that is? So what's your line in the sand, and what do you think the next shoe to drop is? And shouldn't we all go to Cleveland to be part of this history and to meet fellow humans who don't just support Trump, but who support the electoral process and not having the party tell us they decide who wins and who loses? Thank God we're forcing them out in the open to openly steal it like this. In the past, they did it with voting machines and on the ground. Now, because there's so many eyes on the voting machines and so many audits and so many lawsuits, they're having to do it big in front of the whole world. So I shouldn't be negative about this. This is very, very positive. Chris says he's gone past his line of the stand, going to the convention. Flyboy says 9/11 was his line of the stand. We're going to him in a moment. Jeremy in Texas wants to talk about Trump and Ron Paul feud. Libertarians work together, he says. Terry says Trump is getting the nomination. Okay, well, we'll see what he has to say. And many, many others. We got Corrine in Minnesota. She has a line in the sand. Chris wants to talk about political correctness. And then Todd wants to talk about connecting with InfoWars. Let me do this. Let me just get Todd out of the way, and then I'm going to go to folks who want to talk about their line in the sand here today. Todd, you want to know how to get in contact with us to put up a billboard. Go ahead.
Yeah. How's everybody doing?
Good, brother.
Some of us are not much, man. A little starstruck. But real quick, you know, not many of us have the same gift that you do as far as...
I do not have a gift. I have a lisp with a hole in my tongue. Sound like an idiot.
No. You know, I try to do my best as far as spreading the word goes, and I listen to you every day driving home, and I'm trying to, you know, and I think, you know, what can I do, what can I do, what can I do, and that, you know, everybody I talk to just seems completely blind to what's going on, and if I could get, you know, I've looked it up, and I've called different companies, and if I can get even 10 people to contribute $100 a month with me, you know, in my area, we would have enough to put up a billboard. But problem is connecting with...
You know, that's a great idea, and I appreciate your call. We should create an activism page. It's real simple on InfoWars, where people can meet to have a demonstration about the Second Amendment or property rights or homeschooling or whatever the case is, but also to pool resources to engage in different activities to warn the public. But don't get down because half the public is in a trance. They don't count. They're brain dead. They're victims. They're zombies. They're pretty much dead already. You might be able to wake them up down the road, but probably not. It's the awake people that have to get organized and not go along with things. It was Thomas Jefferson that I'm paraphrasing said it doesn't take a majority to prevail, but only an irate, focused, tireless minority. The problem is we've had a minority of globalists taking over with fraud and deception. We have to have a minority of liberty lovers of every race, color, and creed who way outnumber the globalists, 50-1, but we're still a minority, to stop submitting, stop going along with them, stop following their ideas, exposing them, resisting them. Now, Rob Dew on the road has already seen two InfoWars billboards when he's been in Wisconsin and Illinois. They're all over the country. People are putting them up. Their own designs, their own graphics, whether it's white paint on the side of a barn or your grandma's got an old billboard that she doesn't lease anymore, get her to let you get up there and paint something on it, or whether you got money to put up your own, just do it. And all the nouveau riche, all the new wealthy, all the upper middle class, if you don't start spending money and getting in the arena and having hope and getting involved, we're going to lose everything. Laying down will absolutely devastate you. Spend money and time and energy now like you did in the free market or lose the free market and what you've got left. You're going to have to defend your success now. America was the least collectivist country in the world. That's why all the collectivists came here, because we had so much wealth. Now they've taken over. They've gamed everything, and we're in trouble. But it's okay, because that's the animating contest of liberty. Let's talk to Chris. Chris is in Indiana. Chris, what's your line of the sand? Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Go ahead. Thank you.
Well, I've been a Ron Paul supporter for a long time. That was my line of the sand when they stole that election from him in 2012. I've just been handing out InfoWars signs, putting them on people's doorsteps here in my apartment complex. I've been putting up InfoWars bumper stickers all around, like on speed limit signs and everything. I'm just sick of it, man. I got one thing to tell you, though. I wanted to go a little bit over the I think that Trump is easily going to get over 1,300 delegates. And like you've been talking about today about them stealing the election, I highly believe that he's not going to win Wisconsin, but that's going to be – it's not going to be very important, because – then you have a follow-up in New York, which is 95 delegates, winner take most. And then you got a big Super Tuesday up in Northeast USA. And it's like, it's got Pennsylvania, which he's probably going to win. I mean, all these days. And then when it comes down to June 7th, he's got New Jersey and California. California is 172 delegates, winner take all. New Jersey with him and that Chris Christie and Norm Smith, 51 delegates, winner take all. I think he'll easily get to 1,300. It's just the fact that these Republican people like Renz Priebus and all that, they might change the rules.
That's the problem. They're already talking about changing the rules, because it's their party. It's their country. Your votes belong to them, not you. Their votes count. They have a magic wand they pulled out of you-know-where. And so they can waive that and ignore it. But also they're psyoping, taking states he won to make people think, oh, I can't vote for him now. They're just going to steal it so people don't vote for Trump. So you're absolutely right. Psyop on top of psyop. Thank you, Chris. Flyboy, Jeremy, Terry, Corrine, Christopher, and others, stay with us. We're coming right back to your calls. I'm Alex Jones. This is InfoWars. And our reporters are popping in from the Trump trail. Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Longevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Longevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day. Once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing. Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Frustration, I'll be honest with you, because it's surreal. World government's being announced. It's private corporate, above the law, doesn't pay taxes. It's anti-family. It thinks it's God. It thinks it's going to merge with machines and become God. It says humans are a disease. We have to be exterminated. The perfect cover for the elite to basically run around and act like psychotic killers. Because most elites turn into that in history without this God complex that they're saving the earth from overpopulation. And then I have to sit here while it's all unfolding and try to convince the public why it's wrong that now the popular vote doesn't count because they have a straight face on TV saying it's no big deal trying to sell it. And then I look at how things have degenerated. I ask myself, what's coming next? What's the next shoe to drop? I'm going to go to Christopher in North Carolina and Corrine and Terry and Devin and Jeremy and Flyboy before the broadcast ends. In fact, Flyboy in New Orleans here in just a moment on what is your line in the sand. But he'll be with us for the next 25 minutes till the broadcast ends on the ground following a Donald Trump rally. He'll tell us exactly where he is. He's somewhere different every few hours. Rob Dew with crew, and he'll be taking calls with us as well. Rob Dew, and we've also got Kit Daniels there. What have you been witnessing since I last talked to you Friday?
Well, we've gone to we hit three Trump rallies, Alex. This is Rob Dew reporting from West Allis, Wisconsin. This is Nathan Hale High School. Donald Trump is going to be speaking in the gymnasium. Trump supporters have been here since 9 a.m. This is where the line was. Alex, I have three amazing interviews from veterans talking about their horror stories working with the VA. One veteran, because he was denied treatment, had to go to a hospital. Over $4 million in debt now. Another veteran, he's actually still active Navy. He is fighting to see his kids, and he's basically talking about the secret war on the family. I've got 12 minutes of him talking about that. So we got a lot of smiling faces here out to see Donald Trump. We're live now, guys, and everybody here is very nice. There is a small group of protesters, which I'll go back to. What was that about Hillary?
Hillary.
Yeah. You a big Hillary fan?
Yes.
Yeah, we're live right there. So a lot of InfoWars fans, a lot of people saying hi. And we say hi to Alex.
Hi, Alex.
All right.
What's up, Alex?
Hey, guys.
A lot of fans here, Alex. It's amazing. I've never gone to a state like this where you can see so many people who know about InfoWars, who are supporters of it and, you know, buying the shirts. I talked to a young man at a Bernie Sanders rally who was wearing a Hillary Clinton
I got to tell you, I've been to the Midwest, you know, for business and things. Michigan, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, our listeners are in the Midwest, and they are just amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree. And it's a little windy now, so my hair is all over the place.
It's okay. Your hair looks fine, Rob Dew. Plus, we're mainly radio. But
yes, exactly.
But if they remake The Big Lebowski and, you know, the other guy's too old, you've got the part. Now, seriously.
It's a beverage, man.
It's a beverage, man, a white Russian. Seriously, though, amazing interviews. What feeling are you getting here on Trump support in Wisconsin?
I'm very surprised that the polls are only that Trump's down by 10 points, because every rally I've been to is filled to capacity. There's people out the side. We went to Wausau, Wisconsin.
Hi, Alex Jones.
Yesterday. Hey, say that again.
You're a trailblazer, Alex Jones. Keep doing what you're doing.
No, you're a trailblazer, brother. What was that guy trying to point out to us just a minute ago?
He's probably trying to point out the small group of protesters that has finally amassed. I think they woke up from their naps after, you know, a night of heavy partying.
And being paid by George Soros, probably.
Oh, yeah, and he is showing how the mainstream media is set up in front of the protesters. That, look, and this is something I pointed out yesterday. I put out a video how the mainstream media had one protester in their shot. It was only one guy there standing at this huge rally where there were thousands of Trump supporters, at least 1,700 in the building, Alex, and then another 1,000, maybe 1,200 filling up just listening to him inside this mall. Okay, they came, they braved the snow. We got 3 inches of snow.
And they'll put one person in front of the crowd going in and imply that is all protesters.
Yes. And the local media was shooting photographs, and they would stage these photographs where there would hardly be any Trump supporters in them. I mean, amazing.
And by the way, just to be clear, the enemy's collapsed. The enemy has no credibility. Everybody hates them. They're just trying to keep the illusion up so us individually feel like we're still alone, Rob. I think the fact that they're having to steal the election publicly, or they're trying to sell that idea, shows just how weak they are. This is not a position of strength.
Look at this. Look at this. You can't even see the back of the line, and this line's been going into the building for at least 30 minutes now, okay?
And let me stop here, Rob, because a lot of people just tuned in. We're mainly a radio show, but we also simulcast TV. Been doing it for about 16, 17 years. We pioneered it so that folks can actually see this. Because in the past, I'd have a reporter on. They'd say there's thousands here for Trump, and the media would just say we were liars.
Exactly. Well, they can't say it anymore because we've been putting out massive amounts of videos every day, going to different cities, just exposing the fact.
Bob, I want to go to calls, and I want to keep you on, and I want to talk to some of the Trump's enemies in the next segment to see if they're able to talk.
Right.
Most of them can't form syllables. But first off, what is your line in the sand with the globalists? I mean, we're not calling for physical action, but MSNBC implies we're terrorists. As we say, go protest in Cleveland so they don't steal the nomination from Trump or anybody else. What is your personal line in the sand?
Well, I'm definitely looking forward to going to Cleveland. I think the people have spoken that they want to see Trump as a Republican nominee. And whether it's against Hillary or Bernie, that's for the Democrats to decide. But we've seen this is gang-like activity we're up against at this point right now. We're facing gangs of Republicans and gangs of Democrats who aren't, accepting the will of the people. They're literally stealing it from both sides. And, you know, I'm not a Bernie Sanders supporter by any means, but he's having the election stolen from him.
Absolutely. And it's out in the open, and they're trying to spin it like we're weird. Like, you always knew your vote didn't count. Stop acting like it did, you conspiracy
theorist. Exactly.
It is crazy.
Now,
I want to walk over in a moment to the anti-Trump two or three people. But first off, Flyboy in New Orleans, you're on the air with Alex Jones and Rob Dew. Go ahead, Flyboy.
Yes, sir. My line in the sand was 9/11, and I think every patriot out there, we should have already crossed this line in the sand. Both parties are corrupt. They're both criminal. And if it looks like they're going to lose control, they will physically assault you. My question to you is this. Sometimes we have to think outside of the box in order to win. The anti-establishment Republican is Trump. The anti-establishment Democrat is Sanders. Now, both of these two people can unify on two important issues. Number one, the banks, fractional reserve banking, the Federal Reserve Bank equals enslavement.
And on the bad trade deals.
Exactly. And also,
and imagine if they both unified around don't steal the election from us. And started really bully pulpiting that. But Sanders isn't really talking about how he's been robbed, which makes me think he may be a ringer. But that is a great point, great idea. Rob, dude, what about Flyboy's idea?
Well, you know, I was actually talking to people, but I liked his line in the sand. I caught the first part of that where he said 9/11 was his line in the sand. And that I guarantee you that's mine.
I say line in the sand, though, is when the gloves come off. Anybody tries forced inoculation or any of this, they announce they're arresting all the patriots and we've got to go to a FEMA camp where pot-bellied socialists stomp our guts out, it's game over.
Right. And we're not going to let it get to that. It's not going to get to that because there's too many people who are awake. I mean, just looking at this crowd. You know, and I think these people are on different levels of being awake, but they know they're being screwed by the current system.
They know their jobs are shipped overseas. They know they're being told their vote doesn't count.
They know the border's wide open. Big, even all the way up in Wisconsin, one of the biggest issues is the border. One of the biggest issues here is the border, all the way up here in Wisconsin. We are thousands of miles away from the Mexican border.
That's right. I want to know why we're losing our liberties in the middle of the country. They're taking our freedoms away and spying on us. But the borders are wide open, and they're flying refugees in without IDs. I mean, come on. Great point, Flyboy. We're going to come back with Rob Dew, get him to pop in and talk to some of the anti-Trump people if they're able to talk. And I'm serious. Some of them, I'm not sure they have opposable thumbs. Then we're going to also go to Christopher, Corrine, Terry, and Jeremy straight ahead. I see Kit Daniel is there as well, reporting a great article from Infowars.com. He may pop in as well.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out-of-stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
I'm I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. And you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I got a bunch of callers. I got Rob New and crew there in Wisconsin. I'll be back tomorrow, obviously, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. with the weekday show. We'll continue on. But I'm trying to go back to your calls right now and have Rob do finish up as well. One sad thing, though, is if you go to these Trump rallies, not so much in Arizona or Texas where there's a higher Hispanic population, but when you go to these areas that are mainly 60-70% white, there's almost no, quote, minorities. And that's because the media didn't make them feel welcome there, telling folks that Donald Trump hated them and wanted to kill them. Gallup polls show as high as 70% or higher of Hispanics don't want the border open. They're not dumb. But they act like what Trump called for was so hateful to create artificial separation. Though Trump does poll double digits what the last presidential candidate for the Republicans got with blacks, and he got the majority of Hispanics in many states like Nevada and others in the primaries, still, the media is dividing this country while blaming Trump and his supporters for it. So it's another sophisticated way they engage in deception. Rob, I want to talk to some of these anti-Trump people briefly. Then I want to go to Corrine and others. Rob?
Sure. So I talked to this group right here earlier, and I have a video that's going to go up on YouTube. This young lady here seemed to be the most articulate of the bunch, and so I'll let her explain to you why she is here, I guess, against Trump, standing against Trump. Go ahead. We're live on the air.
Hi, I believe that Trump stands for bigotry and hate, and I just don't want any part of that. So I'm standing up here today because it is my right, just as it is
a talking point,
to have First Amendment speech. So I'm standing out here, not necessarily even to change people's minds, but just to let them know that there is an opposition out there.
Ask her if she admires Rachel Maddow.
Who's chanting or really trying to cause commotion. I just want to stand here peacefully. And
ask her if she wants to be Janet Reno or Rachel Maddow.
Where do you get your news from?
I get it from NPR, almost exclusively the Wall Street Journal, and then also the New York Times. I read those.
You know, the NPR is funded by the government?
Yes, I did.
And Rockefeller.
I understand, and there's no news source that is truly unbiased, and I understand it's very hard to get truly unbiased news.
Except for InfoWars.
See, this guy said except for InfoWars, being truly unbiased. Well, we like to think for ourselves.
No, we're totally biased to tell the truth and understanding the history.
We're definitely biased towards freedom, definitely, definitely. Alex, do you have any other questions?
I mean, look, you say she's articulate. She just spewed racist bigot. Mexico has a border. Everybody else has a border. I can't go to China and have a baby for free. It's a load of bull. I'm sick of her white guilt. Give me a break, lady.
What's your view on the wall?
I believe that it is not practical. It's not going to happen. And if you, I mean, I know that a lot of Trump supporters are against frivolous spending. I believe that that would fall under.
Why can Mexico have a wall?
So you think we should keep our borders wide open?
No, I believe that there should be progressive reform there as well. I don't
like
think we should allow anybody to walk into our country because there are borders for a reason.
Well, that's what's happening. Obama won't. Obama ships them in, you idiot.
Security, of course.
Well, Alex, I'm about to lose my voice here.
I understand, Rob. Well, listen. Listen, I know you've been yelling and talking for days. Great job. We just heard the government NPR recording back at us. We can hear that anytime. Great job, dude. Go get some more reports with some of the other crew, but you're done for the day. When are you coming back to Austin? I thought you were coming back yesterday.
Well, they scheduled two more Trump events, so the last one... The last one is tomorrow at 7.
All right, well, I'm sure your wife and kids want to see you. Come on back. Great job, the crew. Dude, great job.
That's good. I'm glad. What?
No, we're just live on the air.
Bless you all, honestly.
These people just want to feel good because they went out and did what the media said.
Are you aware of how many fabrics you are wearing? As more than two, and that's a sin. Reading the book cover to cover is important, right?
This guy's just total. These are
pulled out a Bible talking point.
An amazing group of kooks.
Alex, I'm sorry I got choked up like that. I've been staving off a cold being up here in Wisconsin.
Well, being in the presence of a Rachel Maddow clone, that may actually be a real clone, would choke me up. I mean,
she was surprised to learn that the IRS carries guns and has killed people. She did not know that.
Oh, the government loves us. Rob, dude, keep showing us some feeds till the show ends. Great job, and get some sleep, and come on back to Austin, brother. We miss you.
I want to go back to Austin. Trust me.
You have done an incredible job with the crew, you and Zimmerman and Kit Daniels. Great job. In fact, let's talk to Kit for 1 minute, then I'm going to go to these calls. Give a Kit's around. Kit?
Go, Kit.
Kit, give us your quick take on what you witnessed.
Give us your take on what's going on.
Well, Alex, I just got confronted by hostile anti-Trump activists that got most of it on tape. I was having a little debate on the side with one of the protesters and, you know, kind of trying to point out the fact that what they're pushing to be against Trump is collectivism, but racism is also collectivism. And so the man's wife came by and started talking to the lady. So I asked her, I was like, well, man, do you have anything to add? And he rushed over, almost pushed me, got him in my face. And then was like, no, she has nothing to say to you. I was like, well, sir, it's a public space, and I didn't come up to you. And then she finally agreed over his shoulder to talk to me, and she did. But what was interesting was the fact that she claimed that Trump wants to ship African Americans to Africa. And I asked her, I was like, well, when did Trump say that, man? And she was like, well, it's one of his supporters that said that. And I was like, so how is that attributed to him?
House oh, that's your headline. Anti-Trump thinks that Trump wants to ship Africans to Africa. I mean, this shows the distortion. Well, Kit Daniels, great job. Get those reports out. Wonderful job, gentlemen. Thank you.
Thank you, Alex.
He doesn't have an earpiece, so he can't hear me. Okay, I want to go to these final calls. I appreciate people holding. It's a shorter show on Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. We'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. To 3 p.m. Central. Don't forget, We have new products at InfoWarsLife.com, like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion Fruit Punch flavor, totally high-quality, organic, non-GMO, plant-derived, simply amazing. So proud of this new product, the very best out there. And you can get free shipping when you sign up. Well, you get free shipping on orders above $50, and you get 10% off that when you sign up for auto shipping, to where it's regularly delivered to you. Can't beat those deals. Cancel anytime. InfoWarsLife.com. And then Hillary for President original shirt is back. We've updated it so that it's a new collector's edition, but it basically looks like the old bestseller, backed by popular demand. Hillary for President t-shirt back, and your purchases funds the operation. Let's go ahead and talk to Corrine in Minnesota. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
Thanks for your great show. I love it. I'm a pretty new listener.
Thank you.
And regarding the line in the sand, should I answer that? Or?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
For me, it was Black Lives Matter when they came to Minnesota. And that's my line in the sand, but I think anything, any corruption, and all of this is pure corruption, is a line in the sand for me. I'm out walking, excuse me, if I'm out of breath.
No, it's okay. I appreciate you holding. And on top of that, when we say line in the sand, we don't even mean violence. We mean waking up, getting involved, being fed up, mad and angry, not going to take it anymore.
Right. As soon as Black Lives Matter came to Minnesota, I wasn't going to take it anymore. And as far as this Republican Party corruption, I mean, I'm there. We're organizing in Minnesota already to head out there with your group. So put it together, build it. They will come. And other than that, I think the answer is I think we can reach people. We can educate a lot of the ignorant.
Absolutely. The most important thing to do is to go out and find, quote, so-called minorities, educate them about the globalist operation and bring them in, and bring them in the libertarian patriot movement and say, you're wanted. And by the way, we found that with our crews all over the country. It's a love fest between the Black Lives Matter people that are just paid off to be there but don't know why they're there, and the Trump supporters who hug them, who explain things to them, and say, look, we're not out to get you. And the people start crying when they realize it's all a big lie. This is a small group of manipulators putting out this info. Corrine, God bless you. Christopher in North Carolina, go ahead. Christopher, you're on the air worldwide. Welcome. Okay, that caller's gone. Let's go to Jeremy in Texas. Jeremy in the great state of Texas in FEMA Region 6. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, my mental line in the sand is in the Fed. My physical line in the sand would be foreign troops on the streets after a nuclear false flag.
Boy, I'm really worried about a nuclear false flag with Obama hyping nuclear attacks. Have you been noticing that?
I worry about it every day, and the way the memes are showing on the news tells me it's brewing, it's on the tables, and I originally put that I want to discuss the Ron Paul and Trump feud because I feel like this has something to do with the nuclear false flag and the way that there's a majority large enough that support Ron Paul that could elect somebody like Ron Paul that would be in the Fed.
That's right. If Ron Paul got behind Trump, he'd go over the top. Rand Paul says he'll endorse him if he's the candidate. Good job, Rand Paul. The dad is such a purist, though, that he won't. I need to get Ron Paul on. And Ron Paul's, look, he's always been a purist. That's why we like him better than Rand. But then Rand's like, hey, lesser of two evils. I get all that. Trump is educatable. Trump we can reach out to. That's why I'm for Trump. I'm sorry to Terry in Minnesota. Call me back tomorrow. I'm out of time. Great job, crew. We kick off again tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, InfoWars.com.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.